What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
If God has for Cake Me Crazy to be nationwide, I don't have to listen to this expert that says you should do this tomorrow.
Yes.
But if it's in his plan, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to come up with the plan. I just have to stay my course and do what he's telling me.
The What's Good Podcast. Are you ready? Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good? Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast, and we are in season 9. Today, we have a Wild Card Wednesday, and I am super excited to say that we have Ty Howard with us. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. We're going to have a fun time. As you guys know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. So let's go ahead and get into it. So for our Wild Card Wednesdays, we do it a little different as far as the format. We pretty much just get right to it. So for you, who is Ty Howard?
Well, Ty Howard is, I mean, I know who I am, but I hate to, you know, I'm just always on this thing of not like feeling like I'm like boasting about myself or things like that. But I genuinely say, if I think what the people say, like a caring person, really, I mean, I really kind of feel what people feel. Like that's, you know, I mean, I'm a mom of two grown boys. I'm a wife, you know, and leadership at my church. So, I mean, my faith is like my foundation, but most of all, it's just like that care and concern. I just take hospitality to a different level.
Okay.
So I guess that's mainly me.
Okay. So how do you use all the different layers of you into your business, Cake Me Crazy?
So recently I was working on my values, my vision, my mission, just kind of revamping all of that. And it was suggested to me that customer service and hospitality was the same thing because part of my value is heartfelt hospitality.
That's cute.
And they were like, well, you could move those around. And I said, well, if we're going to take anything out, I would take customer service, because most people don't know, like, customer service is it's a generic base.
Absolutely.
It is the standard. If a customer complain, do this. If a customer do this, it's almost like a protocol.
Right.
Hospitality to me is when you go above and beyond. It's, do you need anything else? The store is hot. Well, you know, we have water. Let's go take some water off the shelf. Even down to my customers, if I know they're ordering something for children, you do know that children probably won't eat this. I know it's cute. But the material that it takes to create this, the children will not like this. And so those type of things, going into detail, listening, asking those questions.
Like bedside manners.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like another one of our values is having gratitude in every gesture. Like,
absolutely,
we are thankful for everybody that says, I want to buy from Cake Me Crazy. So for me, that is who I've always been. Sometimes my husband said, I'll give everything away. And I was giving everything away when I started this business 10 years ago. And so that person is still there no matter what. I'm so quick to give away something. And I'm learning now, just working with business coaches. I mean, that's nice, but you got to put a value on your free.
Absolutely.
So that's how I would say I probably incorporate that in, just that care. And most people are more business driven, and that's okay.
Right.
But
you want to make sure, like, it's heartfelt, it's genuine, it's authentic. I got you. And so I do want to ask, because you did not mention, I always leave it up to the people, but since I know you, that you are also a chef.
Yes, yes.
And so I want to understand, as far as your background with being a chef, how did you even get started? Was that something that somebody planted in you, or did you always start off in the kitchen with your family and then you just want to take it to that next level as being a professional doing it?
So I always like to bake, make stuff. It was just, or create, like my husband's, his grandmother had a pecan tree. So during the holiday seasons, I would make like pecan butter or some type of pecan candy for his aunts and uncles because his grandmother and him had passed, and I would call it like Bailey butter or something like that.
That's cute.
Well, one year, everybody pulled names for this Christmas breakfast, and I'm like, well, the kids can't buy, and that means that's going to come out of our budget.
Yeah.
So I made like every like household this basket with treats, and I also love to craft too. Mm-hmm. So. And then I had someone suggest, you should do this as a business. And I was like, no, I'm not going to like it anymore.
Were you in corporate?
Yes, before, but just I should bake as a business. And I was like, no, I wouldn't like it. Because to me, that was my relaxation, calm moment. I'm in the kitchen by myself, all the stuff. And my mom, actually, what is ironic, people was like, well, your mom used to bake. But I never spent time in the kitchen with my mom on that. So it was not like, oh, I always bake cookies with my mom, or I always did this. I don't have that story. And so sometimes, you know, when I'm listening to other people tell their stories about how they got started, I'm like, this is totally different, because I can't say, oh, it's my mom's recipe. This is truly, honestly, this is a God-given gift that I just think that is being elevated. And he gives me, I mean, even down to some recipes and putting things together. So I did it. I decided, okay, I'm going to try it. And I did it. And we were so busy on this Thanksgiving. I didn't even know people liked my stuff or wanted it like that. That I was like, okay. And then after that, somebody was like, oh, you know, try these restaurants. So then I like instantly we were in like 5 restaurants.
Really?
And so.
So you scaled fast from just trying it to like now your products are in restaurants.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
I mean, it was. And I'm like, but. Scaling it fast and not knowing the business education of it and all the things and asking the right questions, I almost felt like I was just turning my wheels. And one day somebody asked me to do a wedding cake. And I was just like, okay. And I'm looking at what I could make off this wedding cake versus me running around all these stores and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, okay. So one thing about me is that I want to make sure that I know what I know, even if I feel like it's a gift, because I think some stuff can't be taught. Now, that is true, but I still want to make sure I'm following all the laws and doing all the right stuff. So I decided to go back to school to become a certified chef. Now, the funny thing is, my chef that was the instructor, he was like, I'm going to give you a 99, because if I give you 100, that means I didn't teach you anything. So I was just like, okay. So and it was just like, just creating things and doing things. And so for me, the education side of it was good to, I mean, good to know, but I didn't, like, I never operated that way, but it was good to know. And really, I'll say, I really wanted to know more about the ovens because it's different when you're baking on a commercial side versus your house ovens and things like that. So I paid all that money. We literally spent like 10 minutes on that session.
So it was in and out.
Yeah, because we didn't even talk about the ovens. I mean, we used them, but it was no deep dive education or what's the difference, what I thought would happen. So other than that, and I mean, during that process, even some of my other instructors, I remember the teacher that taught the cake decorating.
Okay.
She was like, oh, we're going to see you on billboards one day. And I'm like, huh? You know
claim
me, I'm
it.
Like.
Claim it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm taking it down. So billboard, I'm looking forward to it. But even now, every time I pass one, I remember that she spoke that or said that. And so people were saying things that I didn't think about. And it's almost like a one day at a time type of thing.
Absolutely.
Like I was saying earlier, I didn't really have that. Like my mom, like every Sunday, that was a thing. A nice dinner at the table. She would bake a beautiful cake, and that
very
was a thing.
Nice. Like a whole experience.
Yeah, that's just, it was presentation. Like, if we ate hamburgers, y'all, the whole thing was, you got the patties, you got the lettuce, you got the everything was
like
laid out. It was a station. Every dinner was a dinner that it was, you had all the things. She made, even nachos. I can't see how you make nachos extra fancy, but she did. Everything was a thing, so. But I didn't just go, I mean, I wasn't in there with her in those processes and learning those things. So recently I did a tea cake, and I switched some things about my tea cake recipe. And now people are like, this tastes like my grandmother's. This tastes like my, so I was like, what am I gonna name this? And so I ran it by some other entrepreneurs. I said, I'm thinking of naming this your grandmama, your mama, your auntie tea cake. They was like, we love it. Because I was like, well, I can't say it's my mama's because I didn't get that recipe from her.
Right.
But this is what they're saying. This is what it tastes like. This is what it reminds them of. And so for me, baking is not just, oh, I'm giving you a dessert.
Right.
For me, it is, I want you to feel something. I love, you can tell me it's good all day long, and I appreciate that.
Right.
But when you tell me, it reminds me of my mom's,
mm-hmm.
or it reminds me of my grandmother's,
the connection.
Or my aunt, dad, because mm-hmm. we're built on that, giving you those moments, those memories back. Because honestly, sometimes you just don't have that. My husband, he always tell me, he said, oh, you would put a place on a blacklist quick. Because people in this industry, what they fail to realize is that food, that is a whole service.
It is.
It's a whole thing. And so you go in and people throw stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I can tell that was yesterday.
Yes.
I could tell that was
day old.
Uh-huh. And it's that care. I mean, I'm baking at like 2:30 in the morning because I want your stuff to freshness of the freshness. Now, I went to school. And I know it's some things that I can do,
right?
But I just prefer not to. And I'm not saying that I don't need to gradually grow into that, because you do have to understand what processes are,
right?
In order to grow. Me getting up at 2:30 is not going to always work when I'm shipping things somewhere or
Absolutely.
They need larger orders. So I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as possible that I can give you the best,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the best. And it's almost a mental thing with me, because I remember my aunt, I baked her birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday's in March. And so she texted me, I think it was either June or July.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, look what I'm eating. I'm like, what is that? She said, my birthday cake. She had frozen. Now, the thing is, we know this can be because we freeze our top tier from our wedding cake for a
mm-hmm.
year to have it and it's still fresh.
Yeah.
But the mental me,
right?
The freshness is like, no.
I woke up early to serve you and
yes.
you don't put it in the freezer.
Yes. But to me, it was just, you know, sometimes you always got to get these nuggets to
yes.
get at your own head. And I felt like,
release
okay.
release that control too.
Yeah. I felt like God was saying, so you really, you know, don't have to stay up a day and a half,
yeah.
XYZ
yeah.
and XYZ. So those, I mean, that's just the type of stuff that you learn, you put together,
mm-hmm.
and I'm always about looks,
yes.
the details.
Presentation.
Even we launched the cheesecake line mm-hmm. a year ago, and down to the label.
Mm-hmm.
So when people go, this is cool, that's the response. It can look cute to me,
right.
but when it attracts,
mm-hmm.
then that's what you know. And that's what we have to do as entrepreneurs too. You said earlier, get out of our own head, get out of our own way. Quit thinking that we're the boss. I got something the other day, I read it, and it said, we can be fired by the true boss, which is the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they can fire everybody, the CEO, everybody.
That's facts.
Yeah. So we just have to remember
mm-hmm.
those type of things instead of thinking, this is my business, I'm making money and I'm doing this. No, it's about what does the customer need. And I think when you go above and beyond
mm-hmm.
to serve your customer, and show your customer things. I was telling someone a funny story about this customer who said, oh, Chef Todd, no, she had this huge event, which I did. It was like
mm-hmm.
a conference for like 3,500 women, and we did
Very
pastries.
Nice.
And I was really busy.
Mm-hmm.
Where there was some communication mix up, so I ended up delivering their order. And
mm-hmm.
so when I went and read the review, it was like, oh, Chef Todd, stop, she had a huge event, and she delivered the cake straight to me. Now, the funny thing, I know at that time, it was just me and my husband in the company, so really?
Yes.
There was no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they felt that way,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they knew that there was a big thing
yeah.
and I took time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do that. Not even just in life with your family.
True.
We have to do those type of things.
True. Well, I do want to say congratulations. I know, for one, where we are is Comerica Business HQ.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling you last year when we first met,
mm-hmm.
that I took the Dallas Strategic Growth Seminar here with VR Small, and I was talking to you about it, and you was like, well, Bree, keep me posted because I want to know when the next one happens because I want to go ahead and send in my application. And I was like, absolutely. So you got approved.
Yes.
You're now in the program.
Yes.
Let us know a little bit of what you're learning. Because like you mentioned, you have the chef expertise because you actually went to school for it, mm-hmm. and now you're certified mm-hmm. as a chef. Let's talk about now the business side, because we can always have those credentials, but actually mixing it to actually get a mm-hmm. business together, that's two different experiences mm-hmm. that you have to go through. So for you, now that you're in this class and you're learning all the great things from VR,
yes.
what does that look like now to implement these strategies and techniques into your business?
So it's amazing, but I want to even go back a step farther to something I said earlier. Mm-hmm. So you can have a gift in something too.
Right.
So I went from just naturally doing this. Mm-hmm. It just was the thoughts of things. A lot of things I was self-taught.
Yeah.
And then I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm learning more about entrepreneur. Now, I wish 10 years ago I knew how to run my business like I'm running them now, yeah. like I'm running it now. And over the last 2 years, I've been learning just spending that time. So one thing that in one of my sessions with VR, I was saying, I really don't worry about the holiday, like not Thanksgiving, because I have a company and they have their staff order a dessert for me instead of giving them turkeys on Thanksgiving like most yeah. people do.
Mm-hmm.
They get my menu, everybody order dessert. So I'm like,
very nice.
Hey, I'm busy. I mean, to me. But that's just me. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying I'm busy. But when you are learning how to scale up and to build the revenue, it changes. And so VR said, well, you can make a thing out of it. Even though you already know that number, just go, I'm only going to do 100 cakes or 100 yep. desserts for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to start ordering now because we're here. Mm-hmm. So I just told a few, because I'm not even launching that advertisement until like after we launch at the end of next month.
Mm-hmm.
I told a few people, and I've already got almost 10 orders.
Absolutely.
Already. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, let me put my order in now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's things like that. And I remember even before I got into VR's class, as we're at Co-America, I decided I'm going to bring some samples
yeah.
one day.
Yeah.
And it was a box of samples, and I'm thinking nothing of it. I'm like, well, it's after I shave a cake down,
mm-hmm.
a little icing left. And VR said, how many samples did you have? And I said, 40. And she said, that could have been $40.
Ooh.
She said, even if you just charged a dollar for it, because, and everybody was enjoying the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, or you should have, that I should have had a sign that said, free today, but dollars, like they're a dollar normally. Like letting
yeah.
people know, like, this is not always free.
Yes.
Because just learn to put a value so on important. Your stuff. I always just looked at it with like, well, I don't do nothing with the scraps outside of my son and my husband may try to eat it. I mean, but knowing that scrap can be money. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do? We take,
that's
you'll see people now we're going to take the fried chicken and make your chicken mm-hmm. salad or something
yes.
with it at the restaurants because they're not going to waste anything.
Yes.
So not being wasteful. And so that made me look at things totally different and how I analyze my business and make mm-hmm. decisions. As I said earlier, like for me, it's just like giving comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to help an organization. And then I found out that they feed children and they only get a percentage back.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but I offered to do like a cookie decorating class for the children.
Oh, that's so
doing
sweet. Mm-hmm.
It. But then I said, well, how can I help them different besides this class?
Yeah.
Well, it does cost for me to buy the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I can ask people, would you like to sponsor a kid's cookie decorating class?
Oh, that's so cute.
Then we can take some of that funding mm-hmm. and give it to them so mm-hmm. they can do other things with the kids besides this. So for me, it's like trying to make sure that you are helping
mm-hmm.
and plugging. And so, but that class taught me like, it's good to give. It was one comment VR made. She said, the entrepreneurs out here, they say they donate and they give it, but they ain't making nothing. So you can't afford to give right now.
Not to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you
do have to be intentional about that. And so that's what I'm learning. That's what I'm doing. I remember something that you didn't actually say. I ended up hearing it on your podcast that I mm-hmm. didn't know, even though we had been talking mm-hmm. about the break that you took.
Yeah.
So when I had started looking over my numbers, it was easy for me to understand why our numbers went down from mm-hmm. 1 year to the next, because I was spending a lot of time learning how to be a CEO. I think I even had told you about a program that I did with Watermark.
Yes.
And I got a business coach and it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They walked with me. I mean, one of my coaches, I'm like, you already did my projections to 2028. I'm just trying to figure out 2025.
Right.
But it's things like that. But you have to be open. You can't say, well, this is the way I always did it.
Right.
And sometimes entrepreneurs, even business owners, we stay at the same stage because we don't know how to grow, because we don't know what it takes to grow your business. I always say this, and I think you've even heard me say it before, where why do we still have this little thing on the corner? You know, it's no, you didn't paint it, you didn't do anything. I'm still over here flipping cakes, or and I'm 77 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you love to do that. But one of my coaches told me, Ty, you have to decide. Is this something fun that you want to do to make money on the side? Mm-hmm. Or is this a business? Because it's two different models.
That's true.
And people try to put them together, but they're totally two different models.
That's true.
Because actually, I would always say I hate doing paperwork.
Yes.
I was an HR rep and a training coordinator and a risk manager. How can I hate paperwork? All this paperwork. You know, I had to keep people doing their stuff. Mm-hmm. But I hated it because I was nurturing my fun part of my business, the creativity part. And that's what a lot of us entrepreneurs do.
Yeah.
But we also have to remember the things that you don't like as much. Either get help or you have to do it. So, but once I spent this last 2 years learning how to be a CEO, I was just like, I actually like it.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm still got the bookkeeping account because, you know, that right there, I can only go so far.
Right.
But just running it and making those decisions, even so we're going through a rebrand, even sitting down interviewing companies of who I should select to do my rebrand and making a decision instead of going, oh, I'll let you do it because they sounded good in the hallway.
Right.
But then when you, the work ethic wasn't there, you didn't know that. And when you got in it, you done paid your money and now you got something that was cookie cutter or Canva made, you know, and
it makes a difference.
And I've been there. I've paid for a logo. And until I learned about Canva, I'm like, oh, that is, you know, and it's nothing wrong with it, but we all have to start somewhere, but we all have to make those decisions. Even like me now doing the mission, the values, my mission, my values, and my vision. Mm-hmm. All great companies have those.
True.
I mean, my son spent some time in the hospital, and we're at the hospital at the bottom floor, and I'm seeing the hospital with their missions and things on the wall. All great places have this. They know what they want the end to be.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, because, and I had to learn it that I need to know, because some people see, oh, take me crazy. You should do this. You should go nationwide. And I'm thinking, no, that's not where, you know, that's not the vision. And if
people
I want to
try and project on you.
Yeah. And if I want to stay local, I want to stay local because I understand what my main mission is.
Absolutely.
And what my vision for my company is. It's for you to be able to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get so big that, like, well, you can't even say hi.
Right.
You know, things like that. I was asked, because we did have a location before, and I was asked about the kiosk system. I said, the problem I have with that is when I go into businesses that have that, and they could not be busy.
Yeah.
But because if I come to the register, like I want customer service, they have an attitude.
Yeah.
So
you must just use the kiosk.
Yes. Uh-huh. Just go push. And I'm like, what? You know, so I don't want that because I want when you come into the establishment or when you meet me, I want you to feel happy. I remember one of my business coaches, he said, we serve happy. That's what you should say, you know? And so that's the thing. I want you to feel that. And that's not always the case in some places that we go because we're not being taught on that anymore of just the simple things of Southern hospitality.
True.
So
I do want to ask you, like you mentioned, when it comes to the rebranding, because I think this is very important when it comes to us business owners. I think we get comfortable with maybe our first logo or our first website, and things evolve in every industry as you grow, right? So for you, what was that pivotal moment that made you slow down in the business to say, hey, we need to actually rebrand Cake Me Crazy?
So I started thinking about kind of where I want to go. And honestly, I thought, so my logo is my face. And if I'm transparent, I thought that was a problem with where I wanted to go.
Okay. But it's going to be real.
Yeah.
Is it because a situation as like a Black woman being the face of it and people may not hire you? Or is it just you did not want your face out there? Because I've heard more both sides.
So it wasn't that I didn't want my face out there. Mm-hmm. It was more so that I thought that that would give the first impression of my company, and I wouldn't get the business that I desire because of that. That's all they would see. And unfortunately, we're being transparent.
Yeah.
We actually had an artist do it. And so my logo looks a lot like me, but we have a lot of, can I use, not a bad word, ghetto looking logos out here. And so it's just a stereotype. And I didn't want that stereotype. I wanted you to understand that this is a brand. It's a brand, and we're building a brand, and I wanted it to be a brand. And then let me go back. And at the time I didn't think of this, but as I'm saying this to you now, KFC, it's his face.
It is his face.
And no one has a problem with his face. That's his brand. Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't be afraid of my brand and who's going to buy it. And I remember actually the person that we end up hiring.
Shout out to Liv.
I was going to say it. Shout out to Liv. Mm-hmm. She actually, I remember before I even sat down and had my meeting with her, I was doing an event here at the Business HQ. And she was in there and I was like, I'm thinking of changing my logo. And she was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. And this is when I was trying to think about making a decision because we did create a logo for the cheesecake and it's okay. And so she explained it all to me. And that's why you got to talk to experts, y'all.
That is so true.
Because you don't know, you be over here making decisions and I didn't even like it's certain logos for certain stuff and all this. And you can
too
have
hard.
It. Yeah, working too hard. So that was why I felt like I want to change. So we are changing the logo, but guess what? We're not changing my face.
Absolutely.
At all. We're going to just remove the cake out of my hand because we're more than just a cake company. We're actually a confectionery catering company. So we want everybody to know we do all type of pastries, treats, and desserts, and not just because a lot of times people only see the cake and only focus on weddings and things like that. So we're changing that, and we're just changing the look to make it more user-friendly for our website, for our customers to go and order without me having to work as hard. Mm-hmm. I actually now, and I don't mind, but I almost, if I'm not emailing, texting, or talking to all my customers, that is good when you only are doing one item a week. Mm-hmm. But when you have a corporate client and they want like 300 and something desserts, and then another corporate client wants, I can't talk to everybody because I have to do that. Mm-hmm. And then you have people wanting birthday cakes. So it's good, but we're not going to lose that personality. We're not going to lose that individual feel. Mm-hmm. But I have to be realistic of where we're going. So just changing it all together and making it a smooth process. And not only thinking about myself, I'm thinking about the customer. I'm thinking about what would work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, why do they have to wait? Because right now, it'll tell you, we answer so many times a day, and this is when we can get back with you. Mm-hmm. Why should that be? It should be something where they can be able to at least start putting in what they need
that
and then we
true.
Can work on it instead of, you know, me missing it. So you have to look at your company. You have to look at everything and see where are you failing and where you can do better and be honest with yourself. Sometimes we're not honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We just think, oh, this is good because people are buying it. It may not be, you know, it's a lot of places people go to and buy.
That is true.
And that don't mean it's good. People go,
it could just be for convenience.
Yeah, convenience. We know now there's places that you can find, go and buy the food to go less expensive than feeding your family. So, we know people are looking for convenience. They're looking for, but you need to have good customer service.
Yeah.
You know, my husband, he always says, it is not going to look like that. Don't think, because I'll say, oh, that looks good. Let's go try it. And he's like, you know. He messes with me and says, I have a blacklist. Even if we're in another state, he's like, but you know, Ty, that's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a different state.
Location.
I'm like, but they still on the list. You're going to be on the list until. So it's just things like that. And we just, you got to be open to change. You got to be open to letting the experts do what the experts do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never tell anyone how to run their business that I'm asking them to help me with. Now I can tell you what my desire and my need is.
Right.
And I'm open to your feedback, but I also am going to pray and I know what's not my lane.
Mm-hmm.
I know, cause I'll be dreaming big. Like, I feel like everybody should do all the things and we can have all the things. I have over 21 flavors of cheesecake. And if it was up to me, I would take them to everything I go to. Mm-hmm. But I had to realize that it's actually a flavor that I thought was just a fly-by-night. I was like, I'm going to make this. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing. I'm not going to do it no more. I mean, I had made some cookies, some Heath cookies, and I mm-hmm. had extra Heath. And I was like, I'm going to make a Heath cheesecake.
Well, that sound good.
Well, now I got folks at events saying, you didn't bring Heath. That's what I had last time. I was like, okay. So when I went to buy inventory, I was just like, let me get this mm-hmm. some Heath. Because yeah. obviously, I didn't know. I just thought it was something I'm just like creating.
Yeah.
Just to try. So yeah, we're trying to come out with some things.
You're doing it.
I have an idea. I'm going to tell y'all now. Mm-hmm. Bacon is my favorite. I know that sounds kind of weird. Now, I know bacon good. I know everybody like bacon, but but I know you thinking, did she just say bacon? And then she was talking about cheesecake. What's she about to do? Mm-hmm. She about to put them together in a way. I'm just trying to figure it out. But it's ironic because I had the thought, because mm-hmm. it's a savory sweet, you know?
Yes.
So I thought about it and I'm like, how can I do this though? It needs to be right. Yeah, I was in AGB.
Okay.
And it was a company that had some candy, and it was bacon,
candied?
It wasn't candied bacon, but it was like a peanut brittle, but it was like bacon, caramel, and all that. And so my husband was like, you already make, because I make a bacon, caramel, cinnamon roll.
Ooh.
So I was just like, I didn't ever think that same topping can go.
That sound good.
So I'm working on that one to see how, you know, it's going to be, but also just listening to people. I mean, we're going to do a Nutella cheesecake. I mean, because we're just thinking, what do people like? Now, my son had a bright idea talking about make a protein cheesecake. And I said, you know what? It got to make sense.
It do.
He was like, you will get the healthy people. I said, mm-hmm. first of all, a lot of healthy people just, I mean, I know they like desserts, but right. they not go like, let's just go get mm-hmm. this.
It got
to
make
so
sense.
So it has to make sense. You can't jump on all the ideas.
That's true.
He just think because he was, how old was he? One of his birthdays, I don't know, he was young, and he had this great cake mm-hmm. idea that he had, and it's actually on our menu, Christian's Neapolitan. And so it was carrot cake, mm-hmm. Italian cream cake, and strawberry cake.
Ooh, instead of your vanilla tradition, chocolate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then in each between each layer was our cheesecake.
Oh, that sounds good.
So he thinks that he has, and he always, mm-hmm. he's 23 now, and he thinks that that's, you know, that cake named after uh-huh. me. So
he's the creative director.
Yes, he feels that way. Mm-hmm. He feels that way on mm-hmm. everything. I don't care what I make. He tell people he did it. So
I love that.
So he feels that way. But yeah, so it's stuff like that. We're going to try stuff new mm-hmm. and see how it goes and see if the people like it. And if they do,
yeah.
Hey.
I love that for you.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so my very last question. I know you mentioned prayer earlier, which was a great segue to ending our conversation today. Mm-hmm. How are you using faith to drive your business? And the reason I say that is because currently I'm having so many things like coming at me and I'm slowing down to see, okay, God, this is a us thing. This isn't a me thing. And I want to make sure that this is a part of your plan versus mine. And so I think it's a lot of times when we see the money or we see that invoice and we're talking about contracts and we get excited and we just jump forward. So for you, as you mentioned prayer earlier, I know you're very big in faith. Mm-hmm. How do you use faith to drive your business?
So it is very interesting that you asked that question because I had an encounter this week.
But not this week.
This week.
Mm-hmm.
But from the beginning, I've always said that God is a CEO.
Okay,
me crazy. So mm-hmm. as much as I am thankful for the credit that people give me, I'm going to continue to say God, to God be the glory. And y'all don't understand how many times I'm in the kitchen like dancing with him and like, oh, we did that, Lord. Like, okay, that right there, you know, or when I'm having like questions mm-hmm. and they come. So I'm always including like, and I'm praying about the things, but I will say I'm going to be very realistic and transparent with you guys. That sounds great and easy, don't it? But it's not always that easy because you will run, you will go, you will move, you will be like, and then you'll get like, oh, I shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
One of the things I've been recently dealing with is sometimes my way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, some we get tired, and sometimes we pick areas to procrastinate. We pick That's areas true. To not be as productive as we could be, and
because we get tired.
Yeah, and we know because sometimes up here we have to say, "I'm finna go here and work. I'm finna go here and work," because we'll be talking about some things, y'all.
That's true. After.
But what I've learned is that what's happening to me now is that it doesn't have to be this hard, and you don't have to be this tired if you kind of structure some stuff. And so what was happening, what recently, the encounter that recently happened is that I was thinking about how you be your best self. And I believe until you can take care of you, you can't be good for anybody else.
Absolutely.
And so I do a wives weekend for on usually, well, it's actually coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. Me and my husband host a married group, part of our church. And so a couple of years back, God gave to me I'm just thinking about how wives do, even if we're on vacation, we're still doing everything for everybody. So it's really not a vacation for us. Uh-huh. So this space was created for us to truly relax. Mm-hmm. If we don't want to do nothing. I remember one year we was like just lounging all day. Mm-hmm. Just nothing.
Unplugged.
Nothing. One of the husbands said, y'all just now eating breakfast because we can.
Right.
Then we can. We'll have to fix breakfast for nobody. Absolutely. Ain't no requirements this weekend. So I've learned that we do have to show up for us.
Absolutely.
So what was happening, my husband said he was going to help me do something this week. And he was doing it. And I was grateful that he was, but he wasn't doing it the way I wanted it done. And I'm watching him turn this thing up. And he's like, you can't let it go, huh? You got to help. So he's doing all this. And so I'm like, but if you like cut it this way, because it was these prints I had, I was like, if you cut it this way, I mean, it'd be so much easier, but he got it like this. And I'm like, oh, you're going to cut it too sharp. Well, my husband says, you know, we do things differently because people do, but we're going to get to the same
outcome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I humbled myself and I was like, okay, let him do it. He's going to get to the outcome.
Yeah.
Well, the next day I'm talking to another entrepreneur and we're just talking about things in business and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of that, something about some outcomes was coming up in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And God showed me the conversation me and my husband had the night before.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't in the way that I thought. Mm-hmm. You know what he said? He said, you remember that conversation? That's how y'all act. This is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. See, I'm the creator. Mm-hmm. I am the designer. Mm-hmm. I already know the plans, which is one, my favorite scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. I already know I had a plans for you. Mm-hmm. I already know what I have put in front of you. But right. what you decide is like, if this person said, do this, sign this, you start running, but I got it. Mm-hmm. And we're going in a direction. And so sometimes we think, oh, we're going to get there at the same time. But God said, you'll get there a lot easier without all the burdens, without all the stress. Like we were talking before the interview, of how we're busy, we're feeling it, but it's a different kind of feel. Like, yes, I ain't over time, but oh my God. Like, it's a good thing because we know when God is truly in control, we can be at rest, we can be at peace.
Yes.
And so it's just thinking about that, like, ultimately, yes, if God has for Cake Me Crazy to be nationwide, I don't have to listen to this expert that says you should do this tomorrow.
Yes.
But if it's in his plan, it's going to happen.
Regardless.
So I don't have to come up with the plan. I just have to stay my course and do what he's telling me day per day, hour by hour, and be obedient to that. Because that's all he's asked of me.
For sure.
And I was at a conference this weekend. I have to be all in to what he has given me to do.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what that is. Mm-hmm. But we want to go like, oh, let me go over here. I've actually had to create some boundaries for myself to say, no, you can't do that. I always laugh with the ladies and say, when I come in and I go in there, because I'm boundering Ty, because Ty likes to talk. We know. See, she laughing. We know I like to talk. Mm-hmm. But I have to put the boundary. You got this that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And you need to get this done. Mm-hmm. And we have to do that. So for me and my faith is just knowing that he already knows the outcome.
Absolutely.
And I have to trust him. Mm-hmm. Now, it is not easy. Mm-hmm. It is not like I am first day, like, because you got control, but letting control go is hard, but you'll see more if you kind of let control go. Now, at first, you're not going to see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say one little last short thing. So I, for our church, I would be part of our, it's a large women conference. We got, and I love doing it. And last year I had to step down from doing it. It was one of the responsibilities because at a point in my life, it was my business coach would ask me, how'd your day go? And everything that I said had something to do with, I was at the church. I remember one lady saw me, she told her husband, that baby working at the church. I said, no, ma'am. I just was up there a lot.
Right.
But, and it's okay if that's your thing, but I was not, I had to learn in my prayer, I was not being a good steward of the business that God gave me.
Absolutely.
I was doing a whole lot of other things. So I had to let the conference, I had to step down from the conference, and I thought that the conference, I really thought that, I didn't see that coming. It's once a year, we had meetings here and there, and now there's another ministry that I serve in, it actually requires a little bit more of me.
Right.
Well, I just didn't see that coming, but I was obedient. So this year for the conference, I was like feeling like, oh, I just missed the decoration. I missed serving. I missed doing all these things. And I remember driving home one day, and my dad was recently in the ICU.
Oh, wow.
And I remember driving home the week of the conference, the week prior to that Saturday. And I began to thank God. I said, because I wouldn't have been able to handle that right now.
Absolutely.
With what the business is doing, with what's going on in my family and all the other obligations, I wouldn't have been able to handle
it. You're going to be stressed then.
But I didn't know a year ago. I'm like, this don't make sense. Like, but let me tell you how good God is, though. He loves us so much that he knows us. And he'll do something. So I love to decorate. And opportunities came up for me to still decorate for Mother's Day and Father's Day. So I was just like, you know, grateful for that. But just that season where I know what the requirements are.
Absolutely.
I just didn't have. So we have to also understand that it may not feel good. It may not look good. You may not even understand
it.
But just know that he knows what's ahead that you can't even see.
Absolutely.
That you couldn't even fathom it. And so for me, I'm like, I'm grateful because I wouldn't have known that. But I felt like this is what I should do. So just learning how to be obedient, walking and trusting. Even sometimes I can be focused. I can be focus driven and going, I'm doing this. I'm not saying this. And then somebody a call and I need to pray with them or something. That doesn't mean I'm not being focused. That is what he needed me to do then.
Absolutely.
And you know what happens? I'll see how my time get extended. Things happen. Grace happen. I recently was really thinking I was going to do something for my lunch. And I was trying to find the people, the caterers and stuff. And I was trying to move ahead because, and then I had a friend that is a caterer, which I was inviting her, but she was going on a cruise and she called and said, oh, I'm still going to take care of that before I leave.
Very nice.
You know, I couldn't even do this because you know why? Because he the CEO of this company. So he out there making deals that I can't even make. So I don't even know what else is going to happen on the lunch day. I just don't know. I'm going to be shocked and surprised.
You just don't show up.
Show up and be ready to just say, okay, and tell them the time. Because obviously he's doing something bigger than me.
Absolutely.
In the background.
But I love that for you. So with that being stated, go ahead and tell the people website information. I know you're rebranding. So anything new, we're just going to update the show notes.
Okay.
But for right now, website information, social media, all that good jazz. So we can stay up to date with all things Ty.
Okay.
And Cake Me Crazy.
So on Instagram and Facebook, you can find us under Cake Me Crazy. I always tell people it's me with the pink chef coat. And our LinkedIn is Ty Howard. Our website is cakemecrazyorders.com. You can email me at pastrychefty@cakemecrazyorders.com. Or you can send me a message or text at 469-798-2520. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Ty, for joining me today for our Wild Card Wednesday. And if you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, and night, thank you so much for listening to What's Good Podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.